I want to get to Mike's call real quick before we go, because we put you on once, Mike, but hopefully you're there now. Mike?
Yeah.
There you are.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, I know we shift gears a little bit about the unions and whatnot.
Well, but, not on purpose. I'd like to get back to what you wanted to talk about. That's fine.
But, you know, clearly, I mean, I'm pro-union all the way. We wouldn't have all these work rules in the industry if it wasn't for the unions, first of all, you know. So everyone has their...
You wanted to talk about Illinois, Mike?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I did want to talk about Illinois. I mean, I'm not even sure if you've ever even lived in Illinois or not, or been a part of the political spectrum of Illinois or whatever. But obviously, you cast a lot of opinions about it, though. Like you have, you know, been a part of it, and whatnot, and only obviously through what you have heard and stuff like that. Yeah, we know the state's broke, and for whatever reason. That the stake is broke from, it obviously had a lot to do with the top heavy of the pensions aspect of it, which they.
Mike, are you saying if I don't? Mike, are you saying if I don't live in Illinois, I shouldn't have an opinion on it?
Well, I mean, do you know anything about the political spectrum of it? Have you ever participated in it? Obviously, you don't. You have never have.
Mike, what if I told you? Don't let this distract you from the fact that I've lived in Illinois my entire life.
Is that right?
Do you live? Do you listen to the show?
Have you even voted? Illinois?
Oh my. Is this, where is the camera? Am I being pranked? Am I being
Where's Ashton Kutcher?
If anybody has listened.
Have you ever
I vote every single time I get, and in true Illinois fashion, I should vote more than once. What?
You never knocked on a door one time in your life.
What do you know about me, Mike? You're calling in the show telling me I don't get a chance to talk about Illinois because I don't live in Illinois. You know me. You know what I do. You know where I go and how I act politically. Mike, this is funny.
No, you don't know nothing about it, man. You don't know nothing about it.
I go toe-to-toe with you, Mr. Mike. You don't know anything about me. I mean, my life is on...
one door for anyone in your community whatsoever, but yet you...
I have participated in rallies. I have helped actual people who are running for these offices. I have been the keynote speaker at dinners and Lincoln Day dinners in Madison County. I have gone to St. Clair County, and I have given speeches there. I am extremely active in it. If you want to talk about ignorance in the state of Illinois, Mike, you have called in and made it clear what the other side of this...
Man.
No, you, man, you call in my show. All I ever do is stump for Illinois getting back to where it's supposed to be. When I came on the show, when I took over for Mark Cox in middays, the one criticism people had about me taking over is they were afraid I was going to talk about Illinois too much. It's because it's my home. The only reason why I fight for Illinois, the only reason I talk for Illinois, the only reason why I think it's worth saving is because it's my home. If I didn't live there, I wouldn't give a crap about it, because the sinking ship, your sinking ship that exists in Springfield, Illinois, that is being tanked by Chicago, Illinois, Mike, that is the problem, and I care about it because it's my home.
You're saying it's a Democratic Party.
Led by Mike Madigan, you're darn right I am. What else could it possibly be?
Well, I don't know, because you never did say one specific party or another.
Ask me a question. You interview me. What would you like to know about my life? Because apparently this is all brand freaking new information for you.
Obviously, you've never held a public office before, not even a local school board.
I'm 34 years old, and I have my own radio show. Don't insinuate that my life, you know, career here.
Come on a minute, man.
What?
It doesn't make you an expert in the political field whatsoever.
No, it doesn't. What makes you an expert?
Because you have a communications degree, and then you go around stuff for people because you sound good.
I do have a communications degree. You know where I'm from? Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville. I'm certified by the thing that you love the most, higher education. I got to go to a break. I love you, Mike. Listen more, and you'll know that I'm from Illinois, and that I love it dearly, and that I'm a Republican. And if you don't like the Republican part, I don't care. And you can call in, and we can talk about policy. But if you're going to call in and challenge me on Illinois because I don't live there, where have you been? This is a great show. We're on every day, noon to 3 on 97.1, and there's a podcast. It's 24/7. We'll be right back.